Time now for Talking Point with our Monday commentator, Jonathan Green, editor of The Drum. We move from politics to, from economics to politics, although maybe there's not much of a move in a sense. They're intertwined. Hello, Jonathan.
Hey, Paul.
Prime Minister Julia Gillard today reshuffled her cabinet. The ABC's Barry Cassidy's written on your website that this is all about her letting the caucus know that she's in charge.
She's the boss. And Barry takes an ultimately pretty positive view of that, saying that, look, the reshuffle might have been driven by that sort of necessity of asserting her authority, but the consequence is still that the best performers in the Gillard government are rewarded. And we're talking there the likes of Bill Shorten, Tanya Plibersek, Greg Combe, Nicola Roxon, you know, good communicators, the sort of people that the PM's going to need front and centre to sort of, you know, pitch the message in the next wee bit for the next election.
So there's been an alignment of, in a sense, of rewarding those who deserved to be rewarded. But on the other hand, this reshuffle, according to Barry Cassidy, is all about Julia Gillard sort of trying to counter a challenge from Kevin Rudd.
And the numbers are still there for Rudd, he points out. I mean, he's looking at about 30 votes by Cassidy's reckoning, in a caucus of 103.
Yep.
And that figures up and down. And it may have swollen a bit today because there are, of course, losers in that reshuffle.
Yes.
Kim Carr, notably. But people that the PM thought might have been lost to her, to her rival, Kevin Rudd. So, look, other commentators are taking a less charitable view. Michelle Grattan, notably, in Fairfax, is saying this is an absolute dog's breakfast, that it's a very messy business, that it's just full of compromise. For example, and the example she uses, that, yes, Shorten has been rewarded. And we're talking about the faceless men here, of course.
Exactly, exactly.
Bill called the PM to power.
Yep.
But if Shorten gets a gig, so must Mark Abib, who moves into Shorten's old job of assistant to the Treasurer, but strangely keeps sport.
Another faceless man.
Indeed. Faceless man having a better time.
Okay, of course, Julia Gillard, the Prime Minister, has said this is entirely the wrong analysis, this faceless man analysis, this analysis that she is rewarding those people who helped her get the job. And to some extent, this is where she can fall back on the fact that, you know, someone like Bill Shorten, regardless of being the person who helped usher her to power, has performed pretty well, actually.
Look, absolutely, and that's that Cassidy argument there, isn't it? But it has that air about the reward for the conspirators, if you like, but also, you know, the punishment of the people tending towards Rudd. But, yeah, the net effect is that you have these strong performers rewarded. The other, I mean, there's interesting effects here too. We've got an enlargement of the cabinet to 22. Five of those 22 are now women, which is the biggest number of females in cabinet. I mean, which is a pretty damning statistic when you think 5 of 22 is the best it's ever been.
Well, I was just thinking.
Representation.
I was just thinking about one of those women, Nicola Roxon, moving out of health into Attorney General. She, in years gone by, in another life, was an associate to High Court Justice Mary Gaudron. I would imagine that Julia Gillard would be hoping that maybe when she was in that position, she was able to read the tea leaves of the High Court rather better than the government has been able to in more recent times.
Well, they have been let down in relationship with the High Court or in their capacity to predict its behaviour. You're right. And that's going to be, you know, potentially a factor again. So, and look, there's our first female Attorney General in Nicola Roxon. So there's, you know,
you'd reckon
commendable
she'd
firsts there.
Yeah, and you'd reckon she'd be pretty happy to get out of health and hand that over to Tanya Plibersek. That's a hell of a tough gig.
And Plibersek, though, a really strong performer, especially in the last 12 months or so, and a really effective communicator. And there's much of that to be done in health, which is still a very busy portfolio.
Indeed. She's been very impressive, actually. I've noticed her performances on Q&A on the
notably,
ABC.
Yeah.
Very, very good public presentation. Jonathan, great to talk to you today, and great to talk to you this year. Have a great festive season,
cool
won't you?
Cool to you, too.
Good on you. Jonathan Green from The Drum. Remember, you can post your comments on either the panel discussion or our Talking Point segment by visiting our website. Just search ABC Australia Talks, or you can tweet us using the hashtag OzTalks. Tomorrow I'm back with another discussion. Despite longer working hours and the pressures of modern living, research suggests Australians still value their family relationships ahead of all others. What binds together modern families? How do they share time together? Do extended families still come together for Christmas? That's on Australia Talks tomorrow. Hope you can join me then.